Stephen Heller spent 33 years designing pages for the New York Times and is a lecturer in design for New York School of Visual Art. His new book, Stop, Think, Go, Do, How Typography and Graphic Design Influence Behavior, takes a look at the signage around us and asks why some send us somewhere we never really thought we'd even want to go. To tell us more about it, he's on the line from New York now, and we're also joined in the studio by Richard Spencer Powell, Creative Director of Monocle. But Stephen, I just wanted to ask you, first of all, the premise seems to be told that we're told quite a lot what to do. Do you think we're told too much what to do by typography?
Well, I think we have to be told what to do a lot, and typography does that job. Is it too much? Well, if you're a libertarian, you don't want to be told too much. If you're a good follower of the rule of law, then you want to be told what's right and what's wrong. Typography just serves the purpose. So I don't think it's too much or too little.
Hi, Stephen. This is Richard. I've got a question. I was looking at your book earlier, and it reminded me of the sort of initial designs we're doing at Monocle. You mentioned in the book about there's a sort of graphic language, a shorthand. Certain typefaces prompt us to do different things. Certain colours prompt us to do different things. And when we were looking at Monocle, one thing we deliberately didn't want to do, we didn't want to have a typeface which reflected news in a way. We didn't want to have the bullet-riddled font when we were doing stories about war. Do you think we've slightly dumbed down in our design about with signage and the messages that we give across? Do you not think perhaps that the words, that language can tell us what to do without the graphic aids?
Well, you know, it's a good question, and it's contextual. Sometimes it's kind of silly to see an ice cream truck and the letters are with icicles on top. But you can also find ice cream that is set in a beautiful typeface or given a lovely logo that doesn't have any of those essential tropes or conceits or gimmicks or puns. So I think it really comes down to what you're looking at. A stop sign, which is what the basis of our book is all about. And by the way, my co-author is Mirko Ilić. The stop sign is the most quintessential piece of visual typographic information.
Stephen, I wonder if I could pitch you with a question as a mere writer around this table. I'm less so fay with different things, but I wonder whether you could give us a couple of examples of what you see as sort of bossy signage. Maybe it's a logo for a brand, or whether it's something that's on the streets of London or New York City or wherever it might be. Is there anything that's that kind of catches your eye as something that is too imperative?
Well, there's a sign in New York City. I don't know whether you have a similar sign in London or not. It's a lamppost sign that says, "Under no circumstances will your dog poop here."
Yeah, does that really exist?
It really exists. And, you know, it's like, okay, if in that case, I'm going to go out and buy a dog and have him poop there.
you can rent a dog by the hour just for that purpose. It sounds absolutely amazing.
Exactly. But, you know, it's the kind of sign that adds humanity to our daily existence. So you can look at it as somebody's telling me what to do and I don't want to be told what to do. Or you could look at it as somebody is telling me something that will help everybody, but they're saying it in a humorous way. That's where typography comes in handy, when you're saying something that's really a command, but you're saying it in such a way that you embrace that command.
Stephen, I think that's a lovely little anecdote, and I can't imagine there being a similar sign in a city like Paris. And I think if there was one in London, it would be a very discreet pictogram of a poop, as it were, with a little line through it. I think it's interesting how different cities and different cultures use their signage in a different way. And I always find that when I'm in New York, it's the language is, you know, very in your face in a way. Everything is written out, whereas in the UK, it's much more sort of pictogram-based. Is there any sort of example?
Very genteel culture, remember.
Yeah, I think it slightly reflects that. I was in Istanbul yesterday, and I noticed the taxi driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And then I noticed that everyone on the road wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And then I noticed there wasn't a single speed limit sign anywhere for like a half an hour drive. And they drive erratically, and their signage is kind of non-existent.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, Germany, for example, if you're in Berlin, you see everybody stopping at the stoplights, even if there is no traffic. And when you as a tourist or I as a tourist walk across the street during a red light, you're already castigated by the society that you've been plunked into. I think signs have a really interesting way of manipulating our actions. And to go against certain signs in certain cultures is a real taboo. To protest in certain cultures using signs is an important way of expressing yourself.
Stephen, obviously the point of your book is looking at how this all affects behaviour. And one of the good examples that jumps out from your pages is a very simple advert which just says, stop AIDS. And I wondered when you were kind of looking at those health campaigns and those campaigns to do with things which are very kind of complex and which are about people's behaviour and about a society. Do you think that they're effective when you're trying to, as I say, change people's behaviour and reposition a kind of a whole kind of virus, that two words can actually be part of a campaign that will actually begin addressing that?
Well, I do think two words, three words, four words can have a great effect. John Lennon and Yoko Ono's poster, No More War, it didn't stop wars, but it made people think about what is war. Stop AIDS is not going to stop the virus, but it is going to make people aware that AIDS is something that needs to be stopped. I mean, basically what you're doing through these kinds of signs is underscoring truths, and you're bringing those truths to light. So they may not have a direct effect, but they also may not have an indirect effect. It may be someplace in the middle that affects your subconscious.
Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. Author of the book Stop, Think, Go, Do, How Typography and Graphic Design Influences Behaviour. That's a bit of a long title, isn't it? The co-author, I should say. Stephen, thanks very much.